some of the seamen, you know, sort of cover him, so he survived. So he died with Christianity. He switched to Christianity, and he remained faithful to his Christianity till he died. So he died very peacefully. So there are many things about story about him. What he was a good storyteller too. He went to your factory. He went there too many times, traveling through to the shore, walk over there, and then go to work there in summertime and come back again. And about also hauling the stuff from the Chalton Island to Saskatchewan. So he did that, besides taking the stuff over there. So he was one of those guys. So many of the stories about him that a bit of a stunning. He tells a story about when the people died of epidemic from Europe, whatever it was, measles maybe, or some kind of a chickenpox, something like that. Okay, whatever the name was, it kills many, many. To him, when he was a young boy, he heard his grandmother who tell the story the first time when the Muskego people died of the European epidemic. So he says before that, his grandmother have said, Grand William, have said, there were Muskegos all over. They were so full. There were lots of them and before the European came. And when they brought the disease, half of them were wiped away. And as the second epidemic came, there were only one quarter population exist. Twice major dead. Plague, you call it?
Yeah.
So he tells a story. Grand William tells a story, passed on from him to his grandmother, and tell my mother, and I hear that story. And it has been, I have told it in Yukon, in many places I went, when I got time. And it has been printed, and Norton Release, they call that the newest sort of thing, eh? The storytellers, but it has been printed, we got it someplace,
okay.
That story.
Yeah.
And the time when I was telling that story, I could not speak very well in English. I was just starting to do it in English way, English language, okay? Didn't have enough words to cover all the... I couldn't translate the real stuff. I couldn't. Even today, I don't think I could, because there's so much old stuff and so much strange words and so much mystery in it, too. And so we have a story about him telling us a story. And I'm telling that story, which has been written down by the Northern Release in Yukon. We have it somewhere. So that's that man. So there were many other men like him. Only that he was, you know, he's an extraordinary person. There was a time that, why did that happen? He was a strange guy. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about that one. You don't know. He was a big man.
Okay.
And apparently he was a great lover, you know, a womanizer. And a woman loved him. The real hung up man, they say, okay? And he knows it too, and he used to brag about it, intimidate the other people, just playfully, not really intimidating his own man, eh? But he used to tell a story which was always imitated, you know, because of that, what he had said. But he was sort of a funny in a way, and also he was a great man. That's why many other seamen wanted to tackle him, eh? Other mid-deal, you know, they're trying to try them. And they failed. He survived. Yeah. It's one of the strange things that we have extraordinary stories about, you know, those Métis people. The one that I really blend into the First Nation culture, they became to be extraordinary, powerful people. Very, very outstanding in their life stories, for some reason. Because they're easily different. They are different, not like the ordinary... what they call the pure, I mean, just the First Nation. They are their own masters, okay? But this person sometimes come out extraordinarily different. That's what he was.